Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, the Minnow Bucket on Lake Fork, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which is, to my knowledge, the most powerful production big boy air gun in the world, Rodak's Coffee Rub for barbecue and smoking meats, and Rodak's Gourmet Coffee. Well, folks, this is Luke. I sure hope you've enjoyed our show so far. I've got a little time to visit with you here before we close out for this week. I hope you picked up a tip or two from some of these guys. My goal has always been to portray what I call the real world outdoors. You know, if you need news about the outdoors, my gosh, Texas Parks and Wildlife website has everything, anything that you need to know about game laws or new regulations pertaining to hunting and fishing. So I always like to try to get folks on that can share some real hunting and fishing nuts and bolts information, and that's just what we do. My newspaper column is often fueled, honestly, by some of our guests, and it was this past week. I did a column on keeping yourself safe in the outdoors, and what it pertained to is mosquitoes, ticks, you know, spiders. There's a lot of creepy crawlers out there that'll get you. and folks that have hunted with me in the past many years, many of them could probably testify, I do not always practice what I preach when it comes to insect control. And a hunt with Larry Wysoon here a couple of weeks ago sparked my newspaper column about this particular topic. Now, we were around camp midday, and I knew of a corn feeder way down on a creek, holding water, mosquito heaven, and there was a little patch of woods oats. Woods oats is a plant that it looks like oats. It's a wild oat, actually, is what it is. But I know you've seen them in the woods. They grow up about 30 inches high. Well, about, I'd say 50 yards from a corn feeder, there's a pretty good-sized stand of woods oats, perfect to put a camp chair in and hide to hunt that evening. So that's exactly what old Luke did. I got in there and cleared me out a little spot, walked down some of the taller plants where I could get a good shooting lane through to that corn feeder. And I thought, you know, right there on the creek, I should be able to get the hogs, the first hogs, rather than hunting up on the high ground. I'd probably shoot them when they first come out of their bed. They'd hit that first corn feeder. That was my thoughts. So back at camp midday, Larry Wysoon, you know, I see him over there with his hunting clothes. He's spraying them down, and I walked over and I said, Larry, what do you got there, buddy? He says, oh, you don't use this? And I said, well, I've seen it. It's Sawyer is the make of it. Perithin, P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N, Perithin, I guess it's pronounced. You spray your clothes down. Don't spray your skin. Spray your tents, your pack, your clothes, your boots. And Larry's used this Sawyer Perithin in Africa and other places, and with tick-infested areas and mosquitoes, he says, they'll leave you alone. So he was spraying his clothes down in his boots, and you just spray it on there, and it lasts up to six washings, you know, when you wash your garments. So I didn't really think a lot about it. I did happen to take a picture or two of Larry while he was doing that. My buddy Jeff, later on, we get ready to go about 5 o'clock, head out to hunt. Larry and Jeff was going to hunt a hunting blind, and Jeff has his, religiously carries his, thermocell with him. So he packed it up on his hunting buggy, and I was heading the opposite direction down on the creek. I didn't really think much about it at all. You know, I should have thought. It's not like it was my first rodeo. I didn't bring any bug spray. I thought, hell, it was hot. It was upper 90s, mid-90s by then. And rather than my snake-proof boots, I thought, well, I've got some more low-quarter hunting boots, a little bit cooler. I'll put them on. Short sleeve shirt, camo, you know. So here I go. I get back there. I get settled in probably about 5:30 into my little camp stool in this little patch of woods oats overlooking this corn feeder about 25 feet from the creek bank. Full of water, right? You probably know where this is going. So I'm hunting with on this hunt, excuse me, I have a Wraith. It's made by Sightmark. It's a day and night scope. You can, I've killed lots of hogs at night with it. Works on IR at night, and during the day, it's a perfect day scope too. So I've got it on my little rifle. My plan is to stay there, and hopefully about just before dark, those hogs will hit that first corn feeder close to water, right? Instead of me being up on the high ground, I thought I'd outfox the critters, get down there where they're at, shoot one before it gets real dark, get back to camp. So that was my plan. Well, let me tell you, about, I'd say 30 minutes before dark, in that patch of woods oats where I was hunting, that thing turned into mosquitoes. There was clouds of mosquitoes around me. No insect repellent. There I'm sitting in the middle of a group of, a grove of plants that's harboring these mosquitoes. And I literally, I'd look at my upper arm there by the short sleeves, and those mosquitoes were just flocking on me. Any exposed skin, ears, face, they were just all over me. Well, I sat, and this lasted for about 30 minutes. I couldn't make it until dark. Just before dark, the time I should have been real, real quiet, I looked like I wrote in my newspaper column, probably like the flagman at a racetrack. I was swatting those mosquitoes, trying to survive, Anyway, so I start walking. I said, I got to go to myself. And I left too early, didn't see a hog. I probably spooked some. Well, I did spook some on the way out, walking out. But probably they probably saw me moving around on the ground because the mosquitoes were bugging me. On the way out, folks, it's kind of got to go through the woods. Of course, it's creek bottom, lots of water in that area where Jeff's place is. I saw a total of two moccasins in my flashlights glow there as I was walking through the trail. And, here I am. I had snake-proof boots back at my truck, but little good did they do me because I had my low-quarter hunting shoes on. So my point in my newspaper column and my point right now is take the precautions, and you probably already do, but you might be hard-headed like I've been for most of my life and just overlook things like this. But get some insect repellent. I'll tell you, I've saw Larry Wysoon using this Sawyer P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N. So that you spray on your clothes, that'll take care of that. And I did some research. Sawyer also makes, it's called P-I-C-A-R-I-D-N. Picardin, I guess. It's derived from the black pepper plant. And you can put a lotion or a spray on your skin with that. I haven't tried that, and I'm not sure if Larry has or not. But if it's made by Sawyer, chances are it's going to work. Hunting our snake-proof boots. Now, how silly was that, me walking out of there in an area I knew was holding water moccasins? I've seen a bunch of them, usually around the creek, but they do get out at night and get slither around. I saw two cross the trail in front of me. One was laying in the trail, walking out. So take this away from our little visit today. When you spend time in, most of the time here in where we hunt, it's going to be, it's warmer weather. At least 75% of the year is going to be warmer. Always take precautions. When I got back, of course, I was covered up in mosquito bites and even noticed what I think was a spider bite, a rosette that formed up on my arm. So coached by Mr. Wysoon on this deal enough to make me think I won't be going in the woods without some insect repellent and snake-proof boots, and I hope you do the same thing. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you, enjoyed all of our guests. Make sure, and if you have any information or you'd like to contact me, catfishradio.org. catfishradio.org is my website. You can actually read the newspaper columns. Right there is a spot where you can click and watch our weekly outdoor video that Jeff Rice and I do. Larry Wysoon's with us every week now. And I think you'll enjoy the video. Just go to catfishradio.org and you'll see the video there when you click on news. And maybe that'll help you while away a little time there in between hunting and fishing trips. Be safe in the outdoors, folks. I'm going to be right back here with you next week, the good Lord willing. Well, folks, we're getting close to the end of our show, but I want to tell you about an awesome fishing lake, camping and fishing, Houston County Lake down near Crockett in East Texas. You can go online to Crockett Resort. My friends, the Markhams, own Crockett Family Resort. Great place to camp, some cabins and RV hookups. Crockett Family Resort right there on the shores of Houston County Lake. You can call 877-544-8466 or go online to CrockettResort.com. Some good fishing and camping down there. And you've heard me talk about the Texan by Air Force Air Guns. I'd like you to check these big bore air guns out. They're available in 45 caliber and 50 caliber now. You can go online to AirForceAirGuns.com and learn all about them. I killed a nice buck with my 45 caliber Texan last November, I believe it was, up on the Dale River Ranch. But they're, if you've not, learning more about the big bore air guns, this one right here, in my opinion, is the ultimate big bore air gun. Check them out, and you can learn a whole lot right there on the website, AirForceAirGuns.com. Now, as far as bullets, Nielsen Specialty Ammo makes a 240 grain bullet that I absolutely love. I took the deer, that really nice buck last year, with it. You can go online there to NielsenSpecialtyAmmo.com. NielsenSpecialtyAmmo.com, and that's spelled N-I-E-L-S-E-N. Folks, I've had a ball with you today. That wraps our show up. Remember, you can contact me anytime through the website, catfishradio.org. There's an email address on there. Feel free to email me. You may want to be a guest on this show sometime, but feel free to contact me there, and I promise you I'll get right back with you.